This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Aside from my rugged good looks and my southern charm, I bring brilliance to you, as well as humility. What haven't I gotten right? I'm in fuego. As George Bush would translate, that's Mexican for on fire. I have been right about the mask wars. I will prove it to you. I was right about the Wu Flu ruse. I was right about Barr testifying. Told you, I said the Democrats are going to split their pants if they let this man testify. We touched on it a little bit yesterday. We'll touch on it a little bit today. And I'm right about a ton more. Glad you guys are here to witness all this winning. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I am Kevin Jackson. Yes. Go ahead. No, finish clapping. My producers are looking at me. Hey, man, they know I'm kidding. They know I'm joking. I don't have any ego about this. If you can find a better radio show, go to it. I mean, and tell me about it. You know, like, I want to go here. I want to be on it because I'm a great guest. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm a great guest on other people's radio shows. When I was on Hannity, you know, because Hannity won't have you on if you're persona non grata with Fox, you can't go on Hannity's show. But when I was on Sean's show, I moved the needle. If you could get a word in edgewise, people would call me up the minute I got off of Hannity's show. Kev, oh my gosh, man. And you guys, I know you miss me at Fox because you write me letters all the time going, man, do we sure miss your commentary? As you should. Because I'm going to tell you, nobody brings it like I do. I'm not trying to look. I was joking about, you know, all the rugged good looks and all that, because I don't have rugged good looks. I just have flat-out good looks. But anyway, I was joking about that. But I'm not joking about bringing it on Fox. And you know why? Because I don't have a filter like it's a bad thing. I don't have a filter in the sense that I'm trying to, play to one ideology. I play to the truth. Same reason why most of you are here listening to this radio show. So, you know, that's what we do. But I have been right. I really have. And I there's so many things going on that I've been right about. It's really difficult to pick different subjects. You know, I'm right about Joe Biden having dementia. I'm right that Joe Biden will not ever be president of the United States. Donald Trump will easily win re-election. Now, I'm not going to tell you rest on your laurels. Democrats are going to try to cheat. Look at what's going on with Barr right now. But Pelosi called him, like, I can't remember the word, but she's like, he's a troll. Essentially, he's a troll. And Barr is truly the most honest man in D.C. Maybe next to Donald Trump, he's the most honest. And I know that I just triggered some leftists by saying that. Oh, you didn't say Donald Trump is honest. He's a liar. No, he's not. What you're witnessing in watching Barr in this interview is you're witnessing Democrats absolutely lose their minds. They've proven it. I'm glad Barr is happy to sit there and take their stupid questions and watch them with all their they won't even let the guy answer questions. There was a mashup done by it. Here, play that mashup for me.
Isn't that correct? No, what is correct is that what is corrected on February 10th, Monday, I gave instructions as to what the...
Reclaiming my time.
Yeah, I'm answering your question.
Well, you got to let him answer.
Reclaiming my time.
On February 10th.
Sir.
On February 10th, I directed...
Reclaiming my time, sir. Reclaiming my time, and I know you don't want to answer.
You are wrong, Mr. Attorney General. That was... He found the investigation had been initiated properly.
He said he found...
Reclaiming my time without political bias.
He said he
and in April,
evidence.
Reclaiming my time is reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time
without any remedy at all.
I'm reclaiming my time.
When people resist law enforcement, they're not peaceful.
Reclaiming my time. I'm surprised at your lack of respect.
The gentleman does not have the time.
I don't want the time. I want the Attorney General to be able to have enough time to respond to accusations and questions asked him, and you guys not cut him off.
What you want is irrelevant, but do you have anything you want to say in response to the speeches that have been given by the other side, and then you've been cut off?
Yeah, well, let's, on Lafayette.
The gentleman's time has expired.
Tell me the name of the cases.
I don't have the name of the cases.
Where were they?
And Alabama. You'll have a chance to comment after your testimony is done here today.
That it is not a self-defining term, as they
only got 2 minutes, sir.
That they recognize,
Mr. Barr, if I
yeah,
may.
But this is a hearing. I thought I was the one that was supposed to be heard.
Well, let me. I'm going to get there.
I know you see their tactics. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So they ask him a question. Barr tries to answer, reclaiming my time. Well, do you want an answer? No, I don't. I don't want an answer. You want to know why? I want to say he wouldn't answer the questions, and he's covering for the president, and yada, yada. I mean, surely you get this. Hey, brain-dead moronic Democrats that occasionally listen to the program, I know you're out there listening. How do you feel about this? You bring a guy in to testify, you ask him a question, then you don't let him answer. Here's what you could do. You can suspend the rules. You can say, I want to give you the person that wants to reclaim your time. They could say, you're going to have all your time. Let him answer the question. Did Jerry Nadler do that? Of course not. Because this is a ruse. This is Russia. This is Ukraine. This is climate change. This is Chinese Wu flu. All rolled into one. And give me all the rest of them. This is all rolled into one. It is a ruse. They think they're going to discredit Barr, and biggest backfire, I told you guys the other day, I said it's the biggest backfire in the history. I mean, they keep outdoing themselves. I told them, don't let Mueller testify. They brought Mueller in. What happened? Mueller. Where's Bob Mueller? Is he now still the most, what do they call him, the most straight guy in D.C.? Of course not. He's a buffoon. Robert Mueller wants nothing to do with any of this. If his name is never mentioned again, he'd be ecstatic. And where are the Democrats? Are they going to bring him in? They're going to put him back front and center? He's practically as demented as Joe Biden. Where is he? He going to weigh in? You know who's noticeably missing from all of this stuff? I don't know if you guys have paid attention. I haven't heard much from the Holly weirdos. I'm curious, what do they think? Hey, Hollywood, why don't you speak up? You're watching a lot of stuff transpire. You're pretty bright folks, or you seem to think you are. Where are you on all of this? Because I've given Democrats, progressives, leftists, whatever they call themselves, I've given them a warning. What if you are wrong about everything that you think? What if it turns out that the people listening to my program, the solid Americans, are the ones who got it right?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
After getting their butts kicked most of the day by Attorney General Bill Barr, the temporary head of the House Judiciary Committee, one Jerome Nadler, Jabba the Hutt is what he looks like to me, he decided that he was going to strike back at Barr. I don't know what he was deciding here. It was crazy what he did. Barr had been questioned for hours, and he asked for a five-minute break. By the way, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. This hearing will go down in the annals of history as, again, look, I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I don't care whether this is the Republicans or Democrats. I would be saying the same thing. This is the biggest sham. It is the biggest cover-up in political history. And if you flipped it, and it was a Republican doing this to Barack Obama, I would be saying identically the same thing. Nobody should be going through this. Nobody. Unbelievable. Anyway, he wants a five-minute break. And here's what transpired. So we'll play that clip.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, could we take a five-minute break?
Dean is recognized.
Could we take a five-minute break, Mr. Chairman?
No. That's a common courtesy.
Dean is
chairman of every witness.
I waited 45 an hour for you this morning. I haven't had lunch. I'd like to take a five-minute break.
Mr. Attorney General, we are almost finished. We're going to be finished in a few minutes. We can certainly take a break, but... after this, if you still come in, we'll have a break.
No, he wants a break now.
Want it now?
And you just mentioned rudeness. I think we're seeing it on display. Let's let the Attorney General have a break.
Committee will stand in recess now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Now, what I like about this clip, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here again. 844-551-8255. What I like about this clip is the subtleties. The subtleties. Sir, Mr. Chairman, could we take a five-minute break? Dean is recognized. No. You can hear him. This is Nadler. Dean is recognized because he wants somebody else to start questioning. And then he recognizes that Barr's asking him a question, and Nadler says immediately, no. No, Attorney General, you can't have a break. And then you can hear others in the background. That's a common courtesy of every witness. And then Jim Jordan goes, this is unprecedented. You can hear him saying this. And Barr says, I waited 45 an hour for you this morning. I haven't had lunch. I'd like to take a 5-minute break. It's not like Barr was saying, I need to go confer with White House counsel. I need to go confer with my personal attorney. He's going, look, I've been sitting there a long time. You know, doing what you're asking me to do, talking, trying to. I played the earlier clip. They won't even let the man answer. He's going, I need a break. I'm a grown man. I'm going to take a 5-minute break. No. Mr. Attorney General, we're almost finished. Who cares? We're only 10 minutes away. I don't care. What if it was a bathroom break? What if I'm going to pee my pants right here? In other words, if I'm sitting here and I've indulged everything you've asked me to do, by the way, it was over 4 hours, can I get a break? And he was kind enough to ask, because I wouldn't have asked. I would have said, we need to take a 5-minute break because I'm going to go grab something to eat. See you in a minute. But, you know, he's a nice guy. Common courtesy of any witness. And what Barr did, and this is what's most telling, this is where I tell you guys, you can't read it, you got to see it, and when you see it, you have to see it differently than just what the comment was made. You have to see it differently. Barr says something that is profound. And I'm sure many of you picked up on it. Now he says, you're a class act, Mr. Chairman. And, of course, he's saying it sarcastically. You're a class act. What Barr told you was the biggest tip to what he thinks about the Democrats. This is a guy who truly wants the law to be balanced. I don't think there's any of us that would disagree. If Eric Holder were doing things the way Barr was doing them, I would say, you know what? I don't really care that much about the Obama administration, but I got to give it to Eric Holder as Attorney General. He's fair. I would say that. And I believe most of you would, too. If there was a nonpartisan attorney general who truly ruled on the rule of law, I would praise him. I don't care what administration they're with. The problem is, we live in a world where that rarely exists. Barr is that dude. Eric Holder wasn't that guy, and neither was Loretta Lynch. And I'll get to that in just a second. So, he says you're a class act. And then Nadler says, after this, we can certainly take a break. And I told you guys many times that, see, that exchange right there was horrible for the Democrats. Now, you'll say, Kevin, nobody's going to pay the kind of attention to you. See, the thing about subtlety is you don't have to pay that much attention to it. That's the beauty of it when it's subliminal. Barr says, Mr. Chairman, you're a class act, sarcastically. And trust me, a lot of people are going to hear that. You're a class act. Yeah, right. Oh, and what does Nadler do? Okay, yeah, let's just go ahead and take a break. So Barr wins. And he wins with sarcasm. And he pretty much tips his hand to the Democrats that You don't know how royally you screwed up. You don't understand my disdain for you. It used to be equal. Now I get it. Now I understand exactly how you people are. You, when you are in control, you completely throw away the rules. Nothing matters, including the top law official in the land. Sir, can we take a, Mr. Chairman, can we take a 5-minute break? No. Oh, okay. I get it. You're a class act. He wasn't saying you're a class act. He's saying, I'm going to show you. I'm telling you, I know exactly. Here's what I will tell you. I'm a fair person. I'm the guy that, I'm just like Barr. Look, I don't care about your politics. Right is right and wrong is wrong. I don't care, Republican, Democrat. Do I have leanings toward the people that err on the side of righteousness? Absolutely I do. Because right is right and wrong is wrong. But when you finally push me to the edge where I say, you know what? You don't have a moral core. You aren't here for the truth. Do you think Barr does not understand that these people are not here for the truth? Do you think Barr does not understand that in this hearing is about demonizing him, trying to set him up? They're telling him, under penalty of perjury, don't you perjure yourself. I mean, they're badging the guy who is the top law enforcement officer in the land, who, and I'm gonna play a clip of Barr when we come back, that shows you he's got no dog in the fight. Barr will tell you up front, look, I only want what's right for this country. And you know what? They're still badgering him. And they really screwed up here. So much is in that comment that he made. You're a real class act, Mr. Chairman. I'm anxious to see how Barr follows up on that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mourners are gathering in Atlanta to bid farewell to civil rights icon John Lewis. The Georgia Democratic congressman died recently after a long battle against cancer. A former businessman and Republican presidential candidate has died With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Former Republican presidential candidate and Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain is dead at 74. He died this morning in an Atlanta hospital, where he had been since July 1st after he was diagnosed with COVID-19.
Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says this about Cain.
He's one of the nicest guys I ever met. I mean, he just had this affability, this kindness, this hearty big laugh about him. I mean, he lit up rooms where he was.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Enhanced unemployment benefits are about to expire, and there is no progress in Congress on extending the aid. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, opened the Senate and says Republicans have put forth a good plan.
That's what we put forward. $1 trillion for kids, jobs, and health care. A framework that is more generous in key areas than House Democrats' totally unserious proposal.
Under the Republicans' plan, you would get 70% of your unemployment benefits from your previous wage, as they contend that people are actually receiving more to not work than to actually find employment. On Wednesday, coronavirus deaths in the country surpassed 150,000, with more than 1,000 people dying every day, mostly in southern states. This news comes as federal officials warn 21 states that they are in a red zone and should impose more strict restrictions to help control of the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It is true. There's violence across the whole country. Do you disavow the violence from Antifa? That's happening in Portland right now.
That's a myth that's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
That was Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Jerome Nadler, saying Antifa is a myth. He's confronted by some reporters, Rogan O'Hanley, in D.C., and he says Antifa is a myth. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So is Antifa a myth for you? Here's the point of that playing that clip is before we get back to this bar thing. Jerry Nadler will lie to your face. He will tell you Antifa is a myth. Don't believe everything you're seeing about them, reading about them. They got a website, for goodness sake. Don't believe any of that. It's a myth. And this is a guy that is in control of government at a high level, to where he can call in the attorney general and then tell him, no, you can't go to the bathroom. You can't go get a sandwich. You can't eat a Snickers bar. You're just going to have to sit there and turn into somebody else. Unbelievable. The amount of ego that is in that in our political circles here. I mean, just the people that believe that they are above the law, as they claim that they want to make sure that other people aren't above the law. It's unbelievable. But here's, I'm going to tell you something. You if you're watching this thing closely, you're getting an idea of just how bad things are going to get. And as I told you guys when they said Barr was going to testify, I said worst thing that the Democrats could do, because he knows it's a setup. You know, they want him to say or do the wrong thing. And Barr's like, psst, bring it. I mean, he was literally happy to be there. But let me give you the reasons, a couple reasons why, and you can add to these, but I'm going to give you a couple reasons why I said early on this is a mistake. And the first is a very simple one. Barr is unflappable. Unflappable. The second reason, which is far worse, is what the Democrats are doing to themselves. And that exchange between Barr and Nadler, when Barr says, you know, I want to go, you know, can we get a 5-minute break? I've been testifying for 4 hours. That right there was so damaging to the Democrats, because so many people got to see just how vicious they can be, how vile they can be. They exercise their power in ways that defies logic. Logic. No T at the end of logic. Barr didn't want a break, as I said earlier, so he could go meet with attorneys and say, you know, is it okay for me to say this or whatever? He wanted a break because he was hungry. And he explained it. He had waited an hour for the kangaroo committee. He deserved 5 minutes to eat. And Nadler rudely says no. Rudely. But it's not going to go well for him. And here's what I want to do now. I want to play Barr's opening remarks. It's only, we cut it. It's not going to be the whole thing. But there's a part in of what he says that is so critical to all of this. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to tell you that everybody's going to get it. Because, I mean, that's why you come here sometimes, is I explain these things a little bit. And probably just help you to go, you know what, I was thinking the same thing. But maybe that's what the general public is thinking. But here's what I will tell you. The fact that the man is unflappable and they're still trying to, you know, to do things to upset him. I mean, at one point he laughed at one senator, one congresswoman because she's like, you know, that you saw this thing, that you wrote this and then you contradicted yourself. And he's like, what? He's like, will you show me what I said? It reminds me when I did a radio show and a guy goes, you wrote this piece on such and such, and he's reading it back, and he says, you wrote this piece for the Griot. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I've never written anything for the Griot. And, yeah, you did, and you contradicted something you said before, and I said, well, read it to me, since you've got the article. I go, I don't remember writing it. But I don't remember writing the things that I actually write either. So I said, read it to me. So he read me something, and it would be like saying, Michelle Obama should be a Victoria's Secret model. And I went, I know I never said that. Right? So it's not mine. Now, the guy's name was Kevin Jackson. And I go, I don't care if his name was, if he's born on the same day as me and had the same mother. I'm telling you, this Kevin Jackson didn't write that. And I don't remember what it was, but it was along the lines of, if you told me Michelle Obama should be a Victoria's Secret model. And I'd go, I would never say that or write that. So I know that's not me. And as it turned out, it was a Kevin Jackson from South Carolina, and the guy looked like crap. Right? So Barr laughs at this congresswoman because he's like, how do I know that I contradicted myself if I don't even get to see it? She posted up, and I don't know what happened, whether he couldn't see the monitor or whatever. But she didn't want an answer. She moved right through it. They don't want an answer from, they didn't want any answers from Barr. As soon as he starts answering the question, I reclaim my time. And here's what's funny. You know it's structured. Because they're all saying the same thing. I reclaim my time. Here, Kevin, where were you on the night of August the 2nd, 2013? Well, let me look at my calendar. I reclaim my time. Okay. What, you don't want me to answer? Sir, will you keep it down? I reclaim my time. What's funny about Hank Johnson, you know, Mr. Guam tipping over, he says, I reclaim my time. And he says, it's obvious you don't want to answer the question. He literally asked the man a question. Barr starts to answer. Hank Johnson reclaims his time and then says, it's obvious that you do not want to answer the question. Man, you just can't make this stuff up. You can't. Anyway, let me play Barr's. Get Barr's opening statement for me.
As I said in my confirmation hearing, the Attorney General has a unique obligation. He holds in trust the fair and impartial administration of justice. He must ensure that there is one standard of justice that applies to everyone equally, and that criminal cases are handled even-handedly based on the law and the facts, and without regard to political or personal considerations. And I can tell you that I've handled criminal matters that have come to me for decision in this way. The president has not attempted to interfere in these decisions. On the contrary, he has told me from the start that he expects me to exercise my independent judgment to make whatever call I think is right, and that is precisely what I've done. Indeed, it's precisely because I feel complete freedom to do what I think is right that induced me to serve once again as Attorney General. As you just said, Mr. Chairman, I served as Attorney General under President George H.W. Bush, and after that I spent many years in the corporate world. I'm almost 70 years old. I was almost 70 years old and slipping happily into retirement. I had nothing to prove, and I had no desire to return to government. I had no prior relationship with President Trump.
Now, I stopped it there for a reason. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Stopped it there for a reason. Because in that one sentence, he pretty much defined why Democrats are in deep kimchi. I had no relationship with President Trump. Difficult to paint Barr as a tool of Trump when he didn't even know the man. He's a tool of him, right? Yeah, they had no prior relationship. He never worked this campaign. In fact, he was closer to the Bushes, who don't like Donald Trump. And he says, here's why I did this. Why a 70-year-old guy who's pretty much self-actualized. I got nothing to prove to any of you clowns. And that's another one of those little tidbits that I'll tell you why the Democrats screwed up. And I told you, he's unflappable. Ask yourself this. You're an accomplished 70-year-old guy. When I say accomplished, I mean you've worked for presidents. You're in private law, and you've done a great job. You're the AG. You got nothing to prove. You're not afraid of anybody. I'm just telling you, that's self-actualization. That's what Maslow teaches. That's what we're all shooting for in terms of the basic needs, right? The five needs, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, I should say. Self-actualization is the one that we shoot for, and Barr has it. Now, I'm convinced of it. He says, the president has not attempted to interfere in these decisions, and he told me, this is why I did it. Because the guy says, look, you do your job. Now, contrast that with Eric Holder and Barack Obama. Even NPR, at one point, they were questioning how close these guys were. And here's an article. It says, lawyers in and outside the department say the White House sometimes knows days or weeks ahead of time when controversial cases will be filed. And the White House lawyers have reviewed some court briefs on health care and gay rights. Other White House officials have tried to delay announcements of JD, Justice Department moves, that might prove politically distraction during the long fight over health care in Congress. This week, Republican senators flagged White House rhetoric on the controversial Arizona immigration laws that they say was designed to influence the Justice Department case. And I could go on. Here's my point. Eric Holder and Barack Obama were in lockstep with one another, and he used Eric Holder to do his bidding. Eric Holder's attorney, the Justice Department, became part and parcel of Obama's intimidation arm for everything. The IRS intimidating, conservatives for running guns into Mexico, for you name it. These guys were crooked. Quite the contrast between Trump and
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
So I just got done hanging out with some friends that I've known since high school, and they were telling me how fed up they are with what's happening in Portland. Our leadership isn't doing anything about the rioting, the vandalism. They're not doing anything about it. We all grew up Democrat, liberal, all of our lives, and now we're voting Republican because we're fed up. I wonder if the Democrats realize that everything that's happening in Portland and Seattle is really turning people off. Everyone is getting so frustrated, annoyed. Everything is up in the air. Nobody knows what's opening, what's closed. A friend of mine told me that she really opened her eyes to what's really happening and that Democrats have never helped us. They're all just saying things to get votes, and they never come through. So let's turn the Northwest red.
That was a real Democrat, I believe. That wasn't me like doing a voiceover for some little white chick. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. No, that not at all. I watched this girl, and they did. They were cutting her because she obviously didn't do everything in a single take. So somebody cut it. So it sounds a little jumpy, but it's legit. Is what I'm trying to tell you. And you may not think that on the radio. You may think Kevin's playing around with us because he just wants his narrative to fit. Not at all. I'm not playing around with you. I wouldn't do it to you. I've been on radio show after radio show. I did a couple TV shows. In fact, I was on OAN the other day. And I made the very same comment I've made to you on this show because I'm consistent. I'm as consistent as I am beautiful. And, well, okay, maybe I can find a different comparison. But I am consistent. And I said Donald Trump is going to win in a landslide. And see, that young lady there, she's indicative of what's happening around the country. What people don't understand, the Democrats, and I said it before, I said it in another broadcast, I said the Democrats have scared the living crap out of their base. Even these young kids, let me tell you something, these so-called woke kids that you think are Stepford Wives, they're like, we will vote Democrat, they are watching. They played by all the leftist rules, and they're losing. And they're seeing the losses. They're going, I don't want to go to Portland. I thought we were building utopias. We're building war zones. This isn't utopia. It is a shock to their systems. And you don't have to win many of them over. So let me repeat. For those of you who are afraid, and you're still telling me, Kevin, but they can cheat their way. Yeah, they can cheat their way. That's what we said in 2016, right? That's what Biden is telling you now. I'm worried about Donald Trump cheating and people doing this or that and the other. You know what they're setting you up for? What Biden is setting himself up? When I lose, I will have an excuse. Because he is going to lose. I love this. If the election were held today, Biden would beat Trump. On what planet? In what universe? Based on what? His amazing oratory skills? His amazing track record? What the Democrats are presently doing in the country? Trump's dismal record of performance? What exactly? Put something in the win column for them, please. Look, folks, I know I'm dealing in some very high-level education here. I know it. It's difficult to understand, but it's very, you know, it has been discussed here a time or two. It's called common sense. So I ask you again, put something in the win column. Please, show me where the Democrats have won anything. Russian collusion? Kevin, the people are going to be outraged if Flynn is about to get off. Let me tell you something. I don't think black folks are outraged at all. They're mad that he pardoned Roger Stone. Really? You think? I think I trump your Roger Stone with criminal justice reform. I'll give you Alice Marie Johnson for Alex Jones. How about that? The number of blacks that have been released from prison. Do you think that that's being discussed? The 5,000 black folks that Donald Trump has released under the Criminal Justice Reform Act, do you think they're talking about it? Because I do. I know they are. It's permeating the black community. Black pastors are going, hey, y'all better wake up. I played a couple of them, but there are more that are out there. And this woke generation of kids, they're going, wait a minute, I don't get this. Why am I still deemed a racist? I'm in the generation that is, I've dated black, white, Asian, whatever. I'm the one that's been talking about social justice. I'm the one that's been the Pied Piper. What am I still, why am I being demonized? They're waking up. They're going, there's no way to win. And even their black friends are going, you know what? I'm really sorry, man, because we grew up, we were boys, you know, we hung out together. I don't get it. And there's a lot more of them than there are the other people. So I ask you again, put something in the win column. Joe Biden, his oratory skills. Nope, can't claim that's a win. His track record, in any way, shape, or form. Joe Biden hasn't even been picked apart yet. This dude is molesting, sexually abusing women. He's made the most racist comments in the history of man. He's been on the wrong side of practically every political issue his entire political career. He's accomplished nothing. And I'll give you one little litmus test you probably haven't thought about. But let me ask you this. Simple test. This is why you come to the show, so I can boil it down for you. Kevin Jackson is about to give you the simplest way to measure. You ready? You may want to save this particular episode so you can download it and send it to a friend. I'll ask you a simple question. How many of the Democrat politicians running want Barack Obama to come and run with them? How many? I don't have an answer. I'm just asking you, if you were in their shoes, would you want to bring Obama in? The only one I know who's begging for Obama is Joe Biden. But what else does he have? Now, I'll ask you another question. How many Republican politicians would sign up to run with Donald Trump? Do you know how many politicians want Donald Trump merely to tweet about their race? Do you know how many? All of them. If Donald Trump tweets about your race, you raise money. John James is running for Senate in Michigan. And I know some guys did a fundraiser for him. My friend told me, Kevin, we raised more money for a non-presidential candidate than we did ever with this particular group. He says we raised the guy almost $300,000. A guy doesn't hold office. He goes, it's the most money we've ever raised for somebody who didn't hold office. Now, I've told you all this stuff for a different reason, because what I'm trying to explain to you is that no matter what the left throw at us, we'll get around it. And I'm going to use a very interesting story that happened in Texas to prove this point. Now, I'm going to warn you, a little bit of a trigger warning. We're talking about gentlemen's clubs, and that's what I'll call them in case there are some youngsters listening to the program. But there was a sign that came up, and here's the article. Scott Gottlieb said over the weekend that there are encouraging signs that the outbreak may have peaked and are beginning to emerge in some parts of the Sun Belt, though the U.S. is far from done with this yet, and Americans should take action. A few hours later, Texas health officials reported the state's lowest daily tally of new coronavirus cases, blah, blah, blah. Seems Governor Abbott's belated decision to close bars, restaurants, and other businesses for in-person services is having some kind of impact. Now, this is the reason why we're not having outbreaks. The reason why you're not having outbreaks is because they're manipulating the data to try to sway it back the other way. But they go on to say, all the while, as volatile oil prices have whiplashed the state's economy, heaping more pain on the state's labor market, a group of gentlemen's clubs owners won a victory in a Texas conservative court, allowing them to reopen as restaurants with entertainment, hosting what amounts to outdoor adult entertainment, mostly held in large tents set up outside. Houston-based Vivid Gentlemen's Club became the first drive-through gentlemen's club in the state when it reopened just last week. And a reporter from the Houston Chronicle described black metal barricades separating the dancers from the cars. Dollar bills littered the asphalt between the white siding of the tent walls. The purplish blue lighting cast a familiar to club goers ambiance over the scene. But obvious reminders of the pandemic remain. Some of the performers are in face masks. That had me rolling. Oh, man. So here's the deal. We figure out a way. I'm not condoning the business model, but these guys said, look, if you're going to give us an obstacle, we're going to get over your obstacle. So we're now a restaurant with entertainment, and we're going to move it outside to a tent, and we're going to make do. And that is exactly what these guys did. Kudos to them. We find a way. I say this to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. In order to beat the Democrats, we find a way.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.